Blog Talk Radio.
One thing about it, we ready to go. Top part of Saturday, all locations is open.
Get in where you fit in at. 195 International Countries, 162192. So you take it from there, and we will see if we get everything situated to take it from there after Yahweh put on you what needs to be told to the top part of the 7 day. 195 International Countries, they there. 162192 is flashing. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of quite a few members that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 162,192 listeners, and that's a good thing. Always a good thing, because when many people come to hear the words of Yahweh, we really need it these days. I know many of you out there have seen many problems, and you discuss it. And most of the problems are with the youth and the streets, shootings, different things that they're doing that's not Yahweh. And we look at, oh, maybe it's the streets that's causing the problems. Well, we had a series before that was called The Due Order of Yahweh, those of that paid attention. And now we're on Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. Even still, I'm seeing more problems than ever, and I'm quite sure many of you are also. People ask me, have you seen how the youths are acting now? Yes, I have. But what can we do about it? The due order has not been taught and not learned correctly. The mystery of the Bible is learning and teaching Yahweh's words correctly. But the word promptly came from, where it started from. The word came from the Father to the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, and to the elders. And then at home is where we look to see what's happened with this word, where the Yahweh man teaches the Yahweh mothers. The Yahweh mothers teaches the kids before they go out into the world. Why is this done? One example is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse number 6. 6 says, train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. So that probably makes sense unless it has to be broken down further. You train your kids at home, mother and father, both, in a Yahweh way. So when they go out into the world, they won't need much discipline. Remember, the rules is made for the unruly. The ones that obey the rules, it's not for them. Discipline, you find sometimes, is a necessary instrument in raising children. Also, we're shown this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse number 15. 15 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself or herself bringeth his mother to shame. And you can think, how many times have, you know, you wish you had showed your kids something, or your neighbors had taught your kids properly. They go out there and commit some type of foul abuse things, and they shame their mother or shame their father. The due order is a taught behavior that's learned in the Bible and at home. Years ago, let's look at what the indigenous people did. They didn't have the books like we have. The indigenous elders, they used to hold their powwows. I think you remember that from history. Those of us that remember that history. The indigenous elders held their powwows and passed their stories on to the fathers and the mothers. This was their tribal teaching about their history and about life, which nowadays, the parenting you find is peer pressure. No proper teaching in most homes. Most of the parents that you see, they're like the children themselves, running the streets and not much time to teach the youth at home. One answer for this we find in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 5. It specifically says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he or she take care of Yahweh's covenant? Now, that should make a lot of sense, because we're taught how the word should be. And we know what it means. It's the seriousness of Yahuwah behind it. We pass this to our kids because we want them to be better than us. I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. You run into this with your kids trying to teach the parents. You're raising the kids. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Spare information that they need to know as they're growing up. They go out unlearned. We know we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. Even so, Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. The misinformed can do none of these things. We have some people can't find the book of Genesis until they're properly shown, hey, brother, sister, it's the first book in the Bible. We have to be aware by knowing the Bible scriptures and the precepts. We're given the knowledge to know we have many out there that camouflage their confused or evil teachings and usually overly loud bump the gums contests for righteous learning, even turning around the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump the gums contests. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. As I said before, people ask, how can you guys of Six Anointed Camps get this much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and we do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek. You have to look no further because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, and we are open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. That's today. Class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under this big iron, you're going to see some choices. And one of those choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 8 and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed by from what I'm seeing. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture, what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program which is available. You can get there by entering three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcasts. Also, for your convenience, we have two email addresses available. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel, any particular 12 programs on DVD. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To get there, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. Once you do, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, as I mentioned many times before, we are also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. This is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will choose to block or restrict that misuse. And if Block Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Power Talk. But remember, today is another day where the word of Yahweh is being spoken. And nothing has changed except the number of people that came to hear Yahweh's word. Those of us that commend it, add unto it, only following by some casting the same word behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, and even taking those verses' meaning another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, completely confused when they're asked to speak, clearly forgetting that we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what Yahweh has created us to do, and that's if at all possible. So, at this particular time, what we're going to do is pass our program back over to our seer as well. But before we do, remember what we had went through before. The due order, and we're in the biblical mysteries of the Bible right now. So find out what these are by keeping your Bible open. Pass this teaching on to your loved ones. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right, Elder. Glad we kept you on the bottom part. That's excellent. You probably gave me enough time to kind of get my act together. And there's a class now up anyway, top part of Saturday. So we live at Camp 1. But guess what? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is all lined up for this broadcast. So listen. Call for details. Where you at? Where you located at? Call the international line, 224-600-5579. All right, so we're going to just get something going on. We're going to see when we come inside of Camp 1 and see if Brother Micaiah ready to holler in that microphone and take a look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. We're going to see what we're going to do. We just want to give us a couple of verses. We're going to be out the way. One thing about it, this is time for old Seer to ride shotgun, and he'd love to do that. But we'll do that in just a minute. So let's see if we find our brother Micaiah live at Cal 1 and then get in that microphone and look at what it's written saying. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, top part of Saturday.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And I believe that. So the righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. So we're going to see what we got to say. One thing about it, Yahweh made it plain on what he owned, and we got to make sure we clear that he made a statement. Matter of fact, or Peter said something about it on the top part of the Saturday in 1 Peter chapter 2 there, Brother Micaiah. Let's look at verse 221. Backed up with our mother D.F. Israel in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And Moses Z have me Luke chapter 4, verse 2. And Mother E have me 2 John 1, verse 6. And by the time we get off my left, we should be riding shotgun behind this. Let's see if we can get a couple of these verses in. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. What does it say that, Brother Micaiah Israel? What does it say?
The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Listen to God.
Verse 21 reads.
What it reads.
For even hereunto where you call.
Right.
Because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
So Yahweh left us an example that we're supposed to do what again?
Follow his steps.
Follow his steps. Let's precept that real quick. Let's precept that to 4:17, and we'll read down, and Brother Micaiah, let's read 4:17 of Matthew until we get that same thing again twice. Want to hear that again? Let's precept that to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And we'll read down until we get our point. So he said, that's why he left us an example that we should do what again?
Follow his steps.
We're going to Matthew chapter 4, and we'll pick it at verse number 17, Brother Micaiah.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17.
Verse
17. Verse 17
reads. What it
reads. From that time, Yahweh the Son began to teach and to say.
What are you going to do?
And to teach.
Teach. Go ahead.
And to say.
Say what?
Repent.
Repent.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Verse 18. And Yahweh the Son, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simeon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers.
Yeah.
Verse 19. And he said unto them,
what's that name?
Follow me.
What are we going to do?
Follow me.
Follow him.
And I will make you fishers of men.
Follow him. So Yahweh the Son, he's starting his ministry now. Mm-hmm. So he picked two and he told them, now this is what I want y'all to do. Is do what?
Follow him.
Follow him. Read a little bit more.
Verse 20. And they straightway left their net and followed him.
And they left what they were doing and done what?
Followed him.
Followed him. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we know you're holding something. Let's go to the book called Luke, chapter 4, pick up verse 12. Luke chapter 4, and we'll pick up at verse number 12. Just read down. So he said, what he wants you to do, and now he started his ministry. So he picked, now you see who started his ministry, and what instructions did he give them to do?
Follow him.
Luke chapter 4, pick up verse 12 out of verse 16, Mother D.F. Israel.
Luke chapter 4, verse 12.
They might read 17. We don't know. Just keep reading. We'll find out.
Verse 12. And Yahweh the Son answered, said unto him.
What did it say?
It is said, you shall not tempt Yahweh your Yahweh.
Don't tempt Yahweh your Yahweh. Go ahead.
13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season.
Okay.
14. And
Yahweh's
Son returned in the power of the Spirit.
He was in the power of who?
The Spirit.
He was in the power of the Spirit.
Into Galilee. And there went out a...
Excellent.
And there went out fame of him through all the regions round about, verse 16. And he taught in their temple, being honored of all. 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
Okay.
And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
He went into the temple on the Sabbath day. And he wanted us to do what?
Follow him.
Follow him. So that's what we got to do. Now precept that to 7:3:17, that mother dear Israel. Precept that. 7:3:17 of Psalms. Precept that. 17. Then read the verse that I told you to hold for me.
Psalms 7:3:17. Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
Oh, you see, when you get to the temple, you can run into the leadership, and then they'll tell you exactly what needs to be done. Now, what verse would you hold all the time, Mother?
You told me for the first John.
Yeah. Now I need it. You ain't right now.
I know.
Well, make it 1 John 12:46-50 then. How about that? 1 John 46-50. Put that on tape. Skip where you was at. Let's go to St. John chapter 2. You say you remember the verse I gave you.
Right.
Okay, so you're right now. So let's go to St. John 12:46 down to verse 50 then. We'll come another way then.
Okay. St. John.
I forgot it because I was in the spirit when I gave you that verse.
St. John chapter 12, verses 46
down to verse 50.
1 John,
St.
John chapter
12,
verse
46. Down to verse 50. Yes, ma'am.
46 to 50, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness.
That's right.
47. And if any man or woman hear my word and believe not, I judge him not.
Okay.
For I came not to judge the world.
So he said, I didn't come to judge the world, right?
But to save the world.
He can't do what?
Save the world.
He can't. That's a big verse. I'm gonna use that another later. I'm gonna make a note of that one. But what's the reason he came to do what?
Save the world.
He came to save the world. So we gonna remember that verse up the road. What verse is that? He came to save the world.
47.
Go ahead and read.
48. He that reject me and receive not my words have one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him or her in the last day.
So the word is what's going to judge you in the last day, the words, right?
49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father, which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Verse 6. And I know that his Torah instruction is life.
His Torah instruction is what?
Life.
I gotta write that down. So that's verse 50, huh?
Yes.
So the Torah instruction is what?
Life. Everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So the first five books, the Torah instruction is what again?
Life.
What you reading that, Moses? What's your reading, Mosey?
I thought you said
this. When I called him out, I was gone, so I don't know. What was you? You right now?
No, I wasn't ready.
Mosey, what you got? What you got? Saying Mosey? Did you write it down?
2 John 1:6.
Okay, let's see what it says. What it say? We'll come back to. We'll come back. We'll see. We'll figure out what we said. We don't forgot now. We're gonna say it. 2 John 1:6. What it say? What does it say? You want to say?
And this is love.
And this is love.
That we walk after the Lord's instruction.
Oh, so we got to follow him. So this is love. But the love we got to have is what?
The Lord's instruction.
Preach up that to 15 verse 10, that mother. St. John 15, 10. So the love, so the love is doing what again?
Torah
instruction. So there go your great big love in. Your great big love in is the Torah instruction, first five books. So this is love. The first five books. That's love. Now we preach that in the 15 verse 10.
St. John 15 verse 10.
Read it.
Read. If you keep my Torah instruction, you shall abide in my love.
Wait a minute. You said what?
If you keep my Torah instruction.
Oh, it's a condition thing. His thing is about the first five books of the Bible, but if you want to be part of his love, what you got to do?
Keep the Torah instructions.
You got to keep the Torah instructions. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
Is that all the verse 10?
No,
I'm going
to go back and read those things.
Okay, go ahead.
If you keep my Torah instructions.
If you keep my first five books.
You shall abide in my love.
Oh. You mean it's a condition for his love? What we got to do again, mother?
Keep the Torah instructions.
Oh, so to get his love, we got to be doing what?
Keeping the Torah instructions.
Go ahead, read.
Even as I have kept my father's Torah instructions.
So I kept my father's Torah's instructions.
And abided in his love.
And I stayed in his love. So he said, I'm not doing no more than what? That I had to do to stay in my father's love, I had to keep the what? Go ahead and read. Not good enough. Now precept that to the 14th chapter of St. John 14 and pick up verse 15, 21, and 24. 14, 15, 21, and 24. And Mother Z, I meet you in Luke. Chapter 4, verse 2.
John, chapter 14, verse 15, verse 21, verse
24. Right.
Verse
15. Listen to this.
If you love me.
If you love me.
Keep my commandments.
You keep the Torah instructions, first five books. So this love got a condition to it. If you love me, what would you do again, mother? You keep the Torah instruction.
Verse 21. He that hates my
first five books.
And keep them, he is ill that love me.
Uh-huh.
And he that love me shall be loved of my Father.
Uh-huh. So if you keep the Torah instruction and the Father be looking through the Son's eyes, he said, now, we got a great big love in now because my father looked at my eyes and said, you all right. So the father said, well, you all right through his eyes. Go ahead.
And I will love him.
And I will love him.
And will manifest myself unto him.
And then I will manifest myself unto him. Listen, God.
He that loveth me not.
He that loveth me not.
He is not my friend.
Uh-huh.
And the word that he
hears
is not mine.
He said, it's not like we call that word. It's not our word. We just read what the man is telling us. If you want some love, you got to follow, like he told Peter then when he started his ministry. Follow me. Pray.
But the Father which sent me.
This is the Father's business that sent me. Is that what we're reading?
Right.
That verse 24?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Z, Luke chapter 4, verse 2. Let's see if we can get out of this.
Luke chapter 4, verse 2.
Listen, good.
Verse 2.
What does it say?
In 40 days, give the devil. he did eat nothing, and when they were eating it, he afterwards hunger.
So he said, but he was what? So what was he, mother E? I mean, mother, what was he? He was what? He was tempted. So he was tempted, wasn't he? Now let's go to the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy. So you're going to be tried. Oh, yeah. So he said, follow him. So he leading by example. He said, well, you know, you can't stand. You don't know. I've been tempted. Okay. He said, you know, I was tempted by somebody greater than somebody you're looking at. I was tempted by the devil himself. Is that what we just got to read?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Mother. Let's see what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Deuteronomy.
4 verse 1. Deuteronomy 4, 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
What did it say?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel,
mm-hmm.
unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your father give you.
Okay. So he said now, but then he got them to tell them in verse number 30. What did he say?
When they are in tribulation.
So he said now, he's telling the children of Israel, now listen, he said, one day you're going to be in what again?
Tribulation.
Now, he'll tell you something about this tribulation. Go ahead.
Tribulation and all these things are come upon
you. And all these things that's written in this book is come upon you. Go ahead.
Even in the latter days.
That's the days of now. Now, days. Go ahead.
If you turn to the Yahweh, their Yahweh is,
and be obedient.
It shall be obedient unto his voice.
And 31?
31. For the Yahweh, their Yahweh is a merciful Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, neither will forget the covenant of thy father, which he swore unto them.
So he said he's not going to forget the covenant that he swore unto them. Who is the them that mother Eve, a mother of Eve that we can read? Back of Exodus chapter 3. Let's find who did he said, y'all father. So you have to know y'all father. He said, now, I told your fathers about a covenant. He said, I'm going to remember the covenant. We're going to the fourth chapter, take it verse 5. Exodus 4, verse 5, Moses. Let's see if we put a name on our fathers. So anybody ever ask you, who is your father? You said, biblically wise, we're getting ready to read them right now. Here's our fathers biblically wise.
One.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Biblically, who was our father?
Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Verse 5. Then they may deliver them.
That they might believe
mm-hmm. that the Yahweh of their father.
Yes.
The Yahweh of Abraham.
The Yahweh of Abraham.
The Yahweh of Isaac.
The Yahweh of Isaac.
And the Yahweh of Jacob for Israel have appeared unto you.
So who is our father's mother Z? Who is our father? When I asked about who is our father biblically, what name are we supposed to put on tape?
Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Jacob.
Excellent. Now back up the third chapter.
Exodus?
Yes, same book. And pick up verse 6.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the Yahweh of our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, the Yahweh Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob, who was for Israel, and Moses hid his face from him. And Moses hid his face from him
Book of Numbers, chapter 11,
Yes, ma'am.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me seven men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and offer over them and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee.
Verse 17.
And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone.
Okay, hold it right, there, Mother Eve, real quick. We're going to run it down. In verse 16, we see it's Yahweh the one that's going to speak to Moses. And we see that he told Moses got the 70 men of the elders of Israel. So he told him in verse 17, and he said, I will come down and talk with you there. In verse 17, who was the I he's talking about in verse 17 that's going to come down and do the talking?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son. Now, we got in verse 16, let them know it's him that's talking. He's the one that said, Yahweh said he's the one that's going to come down. So, let's get a case of point, though, this Yahweh the Son talking. Let's go to the book of John, St. John chapter 5. Let's pick it up at Mother D. You can go to St. John chapter 5. Hold that thought for me, Mother E. And just hold that place right there. Let's pick it up at verse... Pick it up at verse 36 and 37.
St. John chapter 5, verses 36 and 37. And it reads, 36. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me. That the Father has sent me, verse 37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
Hallelujah. So we know that Yahweh the Son let us know that you haven't heard the Father's voice at any time, nor have you seen his shape. So, you can read verse 38 and verse 39.
St. John chapter 5, verse 38 and 39. Verse 38. And you have not his word abide in you, for whom he has sent him, you believe not. 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me.
So we know that the scripture that testifies is of Yahweh the Son.
Yes.
And the one that's doing the talking way back then, in the time of Moses' day, in the book of Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and verse 17, when they came down, it was Yahweh the Son.
Right.
You ain't heard the Father's voice nor heard his seen his shape at any time.
Yes.
So the one that came down that was doing the talking was Yahweh the Son.
Oh,
yeah. So that's why we got Mother Eve. She was able to witness because she pulled the script. She's able to say that was Yahweh the Son because she know the word.
Right.
That's what the mother's there for. We're going to pick it back up at Numbers chapter 11, verse 17, please, Mother Eve. And pick it up. Yeah, you can pick it up at that line. I'm going to do some talking about this right here. Verse 17, please.
I will come down and talk with you there. And I, now my son, will take of the spirit which is upon thee.
Now who is the thee they was referring to? Who got the spirit of Yahweh on them at this moment as we read?
The elder.
At this moment right now, Mother E, this is Moses that got the spirit on him right now. He's the you. And I will take the spirit which is upon thee. Right. And then as you continue to read, right there, pick up where you left off at.
Which is upon thee. And we'll put it upon thee.
So the them is the, in verse 16, clarified that Yahweh the Son is going to come down, and he's going to put the spirit that's upon Moses, and he's going to put this same spirit that's going to be upon on Moses, upon the 70 elders. So let's jump down and let's go down to verse 25, Mother E, Numbers chapter 11, verse 25, please.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. And Yahweh comes down in the clouds and speaks unto him,
mm-hmm.
and took of his spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it comes to pass,
mm-hmm.
that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not see.
Hallelujah. Wow. So when they got hit with that spirit of Yahweh, which Mother Z, go back and read Proverbs 1:23. They start prophesying. And we go tie it in with Proverbs 1:23 one more time, and we can see what this prophesying was like.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproach.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you.
Mm-hmm.
I will make known my word unto you.
So that's what was going on right here. They're making that word known to them. And that's what they got to doing right there. They start doing some, St. John, Mother D, verse 14 to 26. Yeah, let's just do St. John 14:26. Folks, matter of fact, before I go there, let me see first, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. I might send you that, Mother D. Let me take a peek at this. It was the same going on when that spirit hit them. They started prophesying. They started that word of Yahweh started coming out of them. So that's what the spirit is going to do. It's going to bring that word out. First Corinthians, let me take a peek at this. Chapter 2, I want to pick it up at verse 10. Pick it up at verse 10 and read, give it to me all the way down to verse 16.
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 16.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, let's just start at verse 10 and we just go take it from there.
Okay. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his spirit.
I revealed them to us?
By his spirit.
Yahweh, and you know I'm gonna reveal to you by his spirit. That's how Yahweh will reveal to us.
For the spirit searches all things.
Uh-huh.
Yea, the deep things of Yahweh.
So the spirit's the one that do the searching. Mm-hmm. The deep things of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And we know the spirit will come bring you that word. Mm-hmm. That's give me verse 11.
Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man, saving the spirit of man which is in him.
Uh-huh.
Even so, the things of Yahweh knoweth no man, but the spirit of Yahweh.
So, Yahweh letting us know right here that what man knows the things of a man, except mm-hmm. the spirit of man which is in him.
Right.
Even so, the things of Yahweh knoweth no man, mm-hmm. but the spirit of Yahweh. Only the spirit gonna know the thing.
That's right.
Why he just told us right here in verse 10. But Yahweh have revealed them unto us by his spirit.
Right.
For the spirit searches all things. Yet the deep things of Yahweh. So ain't no man can give you nothing if he ain't doing. Let me see.
I got some on the ask to that Brother McKay.
Okay.
Mother D of Israel, what he says in the fourth chapter. St. John, verse 24. Well, I got something to add to that. 4:24. And Mother V have me a verse over there in the book of Hebrews. Can we tie that in? I'm going to tie that in a little bit.
St. John chapter 4, verse 24.
Mm-hmm. And Mother, tell me 12:29 of the book of Hebrews. We'll try to call Hebrew, let's see what it says. Go ahead.
St. John chapter 4, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is a spirit.
So Yahweh is a spirit.
And they that worship him.
And if you won't worship Yahweh,
must worship him in spirit.
And you got to worship him in spirit. You can't worship him carnally. You got to worship him in the spirit.
And in truth.
And in what?
In truth.
Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. So that's how you worship Yahweh. You don't worship Yahweh and you got it as an afterthought. You got to worship him in spirit. Come on, Mother Z.
The book of Hebrews, political evil.
Yeah.
Chapter 12.
29. Okay, good. Hebrew, political
evil, chapter 12, verse 29.
For Abba Yahweh is a consuming fire. So that's what he is. He is a consuming fire. That's what he is. So you worship that fire, you
gotta
worship him in spirit and in truth.
Back
to
Mother Micaiah. Hallelujah. Well, let's pick it back up at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse, look at verse 12. We worship the consuming fire in spirit and truth.
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh.
Okay, let's hold it right there, Mother. Mother E, you can give me St. John. Pick it up at chapter 14. Give me 12 down to 17. Yes, ma'am. You want to pick up and see what's the spirit that we receive that Yahweh talking about. St. John chapter 14. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Before you can even receive this spirit of truth, you gotta
do some Torah instruction keeping.
You can't even have this spirit of truth. But he also lets you know that this spirit of truth, this spirit ain't of the world. This is spirit of Yahweh. They came to give us this comfort. This spirit ain't got nothing to do with no word. This is a totally different spirit. So right there, Yahweh let us know he gonna send us this spirit.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna come from no man. It ain't gonna come from none to say the devil anything like that. It's his spirit.
Let me get a precept on that. Back up Mother D up Israel and look at. So if you get the spirit of this world, whose spirit are you working with? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Let's see. So if you mess around and catch the spirit of this world, then what are you working with? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. So, like you just read, said, you don't want the spirit of this world. See, you don't want that, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Because why not? Let's see why not.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Yes, ma'am. What's that?
Verse 3. But if our covenant...
If this covenant...
Be hid.
It's hid. You still don't understand it. It's hid from you. Go ahead.
It is hid to them that are lost.
That are what?
Lost.
That are lost. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Go ahead.
And whom the... devil of this world.
The devil of this world
has blinded the minds of them which believe not.
So, if you don't understand what this man is saying, that means the covenant that is read in this book, you are lost from it, because you've been blinded by Satan, the devil, the Yahweh of this world, Satan, the devil. Back to Brother McConaughey.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, Mother D, can you, I'm going to add something to about this world. Can you give me 1 John chapter 2, and give me verse 16 and 17.
1 John chapter 2.
This world going to add to it. 15, 16, and 17, Mother D.
1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If any man or woman loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
You can't have the love of the Father loving the world. That means you got that spirit that Satan's devil striving in you. What you got done reading that 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 3 and 4?
Yes.
Yeah, you working with that? Well, let's go, let's pick up verse 16.
Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and the lust of the eyes,
uh-huh.
and the pride of life,
uh-huh.
is not of the Father, but is of the world.
If you got any of these things inside of you, you know, you can understand it and by reading this Bible, read this word of Yahweh, and he'll clearly let you know what to stay away from. It's right here, let you know about the world that you see right here. Anyone got these things inside of them, you know to stay away from. They ain't got no Yahweh inside of them. Let's pick up on verse 17.
Verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of Yahweh abideth forever.
So he that do the will of Yahweh abideth forever. Mother Z. Give me St. John chapter 6, 63. Can I get a precept about this word, who this word is that's spirit?
and that's life. I mean, that word that he's talking about, that's the spirit, that's life. You see how I'm running it down. St. John. Hell, you know exactly what that said. Am I touching the right bases in St. John? About precepts of 63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Is it St. John 14:6? Okay. All right, let me, you say St. John, the figure
six.
Okay. Mother, you can pick that up at St. John 6, 64 down to 68. Ma'am.
Consider the years of many generations.
Mm-hmm.
Ask their father, and he will show you the
and they will tell you.
So Yahweh wants us to remember something here. He wants us to remember the days of old. And let's see what else he wants us, what he wants us to remember here in the days of old. Let me see how. This is the things that we need to remember in the days of old. Let me get, let's see how our brother, our father, we were talking about fathers earlier. And let's see how, turn to Genesis, chapter 18. Let me take a look at this and let's see what our father, how our father conducted himself in the days of old. Go to Genesis. We'll run over here to 18. Let me take a look at Genesis 18 and see if this is the hit I'm looking for. Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18 and let's see what type of man Abraham was in the book of Genesis 18, chapter 18. Let me pick it up at verse 17 and 19, Mother Eve. Verse 17 down to 19. Let's get a look and see, understanding of how Abraham was in the days of old.
And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham the things which I do? Then that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19. For I know him. That he will command his children.
He said, I know Abraham. He said he gonna command his children. What else must Mother eat?
And his family after him.
He gonna command his family after him.
And they shall keep the way of the Yahweh to do justice and judgment. That the Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Hallelujah. Why? He said, I know him. He said, I know Abraham going to be one that's going to keep the way of Yahweh. He said he's going to be a just man. He's going to be dozens. God's going to be righteous about him. He said, Yahweh said he's going to bring him upon Abraham in which he has spoken. So Yahweh knew Abraham. Let's, I think I get a case of point here. Let me take a peek over here in this rock. Let's see what type of man that we gotta be. Mother Z, let me get Matthew 4:17. First Peter 2:21. Yeah, 1 Peter 2:21. Yahweh the Son said he know Abraham. He know he gonna keep the things that Yahweh. So let's see what type of man he was, and let's see who he was following. Cause the ways he was keeping the ways of Yahweh the Son. So let's go to 1 Peter, and we go see these ways. Let's see what 1 Peter said, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel had to say in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Now 1 Peter chapter 2. And you're going to read verse 21.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us,
deceiving us.
That we should follow his steps.
So we got to follow Yahweh the Son's steps, like our father Abraham. Abraham followed his steps, Yahweh the Son, and Yahweh the Son gave us a good example. And he also left Abraham with the example too, because he said he was gonna be one that keep the commandment of Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? He the one that's gonna keep the way of Yahweh. He didn't say to keep the way of itself. So let's see what type of man we have to be. Turn to Mother D. You can go to Luke 19:21. Let's see what type of man we have to be. Keep these ways of Yahweh the Son.
Luke 19:21.
Mm-hmm.
For I fear you, because thou art an
steer man.
A steer man.
Uh-huh.
Thou takest up that you layest not down.
Uh-huh.
And reapest that you did not sow.
Okay, so let's find out what this a steer man is. Mother E. You give me Matthew chapter 25, verse 24.
Yes.
God, remember, we got to be like Yahweh the Son. You know, Yahweh the Son said he gave us a great example to follow. Abraham, he didn't keep the words of himself. He kept the words of Yahweh the Son. So let's see what type of man that we have to be. Uh-huh, yes, ma'am. Matthew chapter 25, verse 24.
Then he which had received one talent came and said, Yahweh, I know thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not struck.
So we know that Yahweh, he said, you're a hard man. He let you know that Yahweh, he's stern. So Yahweh had let it be known that that's how we gotta be when it comes doing this book. You know, we can't be doing no what's the word I'm looking for? A scripture. Matter of fact, turn to Joel, Mother D. Give me Joel, chapter 2. Yeah, turn to Joel chapter 2, verse 7. We gotta be like this. We got to be at Joel chapter 2, verse 7. Yahweh, a man of order, a hard man.
Joel chapter 2.
Yeah, let me get that with you, Mother D. Yeah, we got to be like a Joel chapter 2, verse 7.
Joel chapter 2, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
They shall run like mighty men.
Uh-huh.
They shall climb the walls like men of war.
Uh-huh.
And they shall march everyone on his way. And they shall not break their ranks.
That's how we gotta be. We can't be breaking our ranks. We gotta run in this thing like mighty men. We gotta climb like the wall like men of war. We can't be breaking no ranks. Yahweh, hard man. We can't be falling for things like Second Ezra chapter 8, verse 27. Mother Z. Second Ezra chapter 2, verse 27. Yeah, I'm on my way there now. Second Ezra chapter 8, verse 27, Mother Z. Chapter 8, verse 27.
Inventions of the
nation. So y'all, say let us know, regard not the wicked inventions of
of the nations. See, we can't be the ones that's paying attention to the wicked and vicious of the nation. That's how we end up in the position that we are at today. Because we start falling for all these polluted words, the vile system. Everything else they done put under the sun and thrown at us. But their beliefs and their religion, all these things they have given to us. So we can't fall for the wicked divisions of the other nations. We're the family of Israel. You know, we gotta be a mighty man. We can't break rank. Can you finish that up, Mother Z?
Well, but
Israel,
desire of those that keep the Torah instructions of the
testimonies, the covenant,
the covenant in affliction.
So we got to keep the covenant in affliction. Let me get a case of point about something that affliction going to cause us to do. Let me see if there's something that's coming in my mind right now. And I think that's in, let me see if I'm calling it out. It's chapter 5, verse 15. I'm calling it out right here. Let me know if not. It might be in Hosea. Let me see. It might be in Hosea. Yeah, some about it's coming to my mind. It might be in Hosea, chapter 5. Let me see something here. Let me get to Hosea. Yeah, give me, Mother G, give me Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Something about this affliction. We got to keep the covenant even in our affliction. And let me show you what this affliction going to cause you to do. I go back over here. It's just the Spirit just sent me over here to this Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. It just brought up something about this affliction. Something that just came to my mind about this affliction. Yes, ma'am. Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Hallelujah. Yahweh. See, we gotta keep this covenant. Okay. And it's a flick, no matter what we're going through. Yahweh said, don't break rank. Whatever you're going through, you're going to go through some things. We just got done hearing that from the seal. Then you're going to go through some trials and tribulations. But at the same time, Yahweh put that in the seal, let us know. In this affliction, we gonna experience some things. You got to keep that covenant in the midst of this affliction. Let's get Hosea chapter 5, verse 15.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place.
Yeah.
Till they acknowledge their offense.
You got to acknowledge. We got to acknowledge our offense. While Yahweh's son, he goes there to his place.
And seek my face.
Okay, we got to seek his face.
In their affliction. They will seek me early.
So, in our affliction, through all this torment and pain that we're going through over here in this land we ain't got no control of, because what we do, okay, hallelujah, what?
Let me get a precept on that. Let's look at the book of Jubilee right quick. Before we go to Jubilee, let me, come back to that Deuteronomy, Mother Lee. Deuteronomy 32, verse number 7, right? Get a couple of plugs here, brother.
Hallelujah, what?
Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Mother Lee, Israel, see you, Lord. Verse 7. Remember the days of old.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the years of many generations.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Ask their father, and he will show you the elders, and they will tell you.
They say we got to ask our father. And the example that Brother Makai put on the table was Abraham. And we talk about this affliction, so we're going to go and grab the writings concerning Abraham about this affliction thing. Let's run to Jubilee, Mother E. Chapter 17, let's pick it up at verse 15 through 18. Let's see what is on the table concerning Abraham and his affliction. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. Jubilee chapter 17, pick up at 15 through 18. Mother Israel.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 17. Go see that Abraham. Since Abraham, the word say, asked how a father. We know our father is Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
We're going to get an example from our father, Abraham, in the book of Jubilee. 17, verse 15. Mother Israel, see you royal. Yes, ma'am.
15 to 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 17, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to pass in the seventh week, in the first year thereof, in the first month, in the Jubilee, on the 12th of the month, there was voices in heaven regarding
faithful. Let's see who else was faithful and that was tried by their wife.
You know, see, can I write it down in the book of Joel, chapter 2, and we go kick it off at, Mother D, can you pick it up at chapter 2? And, pick it up, yeah. Pick it up at, matter of fact, I want to, because it's the count is similar to the same, and give me chapter 1 first, and give me verse 1, give me chapter 1, give me verse 1, give me verse, yeah, give me chapter 1. First, we'll pick it up at verse 1.
Well, you love the most, that's when you're going to be tried by first.
Hallelujah. Well, and give me verse verse 6, and give me verse 9.
Joel 1:6-9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Joel, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared Yahweh and shewed evil,
so
shunned evil.
He shunned evil, screwed evil. Give me verse six.
Now there was a day when the sons of Yahweh came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan came also among them.
So we got Satan in the midst. Yeah. Okay. And give me verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. And Yahweh said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Joel, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears Yahweh and shews evil
and
shuns evil.
Okay,
verse 9. Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, do is Job fear Yahweh for nothing?
Okay, give me verse 12. What Yahweh do?
Verse 12.
I mean, verse 11 and 12.
But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face.
Okay, he's going to curse you to your face. Verse 12.
And Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand.
Okay.
So Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh.
Okay, now give me chapter 2 and pick it up at verse 4, and we're going to read down some.
Okay. Joel chapter 2, verse 4. And Satan answered Yahweh and said, skin for skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, all that a man has will he give for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 5. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face.
Okay.
Verse 6. And Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life.
Say, don't kill him. Don't kill him. He in your hands now. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and see the handle of your business, eh? Verse 7.
So went Satan forth from the presence of Yahweh and smote Joel with sore boils.
He got boils. He got like cats on his skin.
From the sole of his foot unto his crown.
That's something to have when you're on your body, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Verse 8.
And he took him a potsherd to stretch himself withal. And he sat down among the ash.
Okay. Now give me verse 9. Now check this out right here. Look at this. Give me verse 9.
Verse 9. Then said his wife.
What'd she say?
Unto him, doest you still retain thine integrity?
Mm-hmm.
Curse Yahweh and die.
And she told the man, she said, curse Yahweh and die for holding on to your integrity.
Oh, wise. That means, bottom line, that means you still fear Yahweh. And what's the definition of fear, Mother Mosey? What's the definition? You fear Yahweh? Go to 111, verse 10, and find out what he means by you fear. You still going to fear Yahweh? You fear Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You going to keep your integrity? Look at you. Look at you. And you still going to hold on? Look at you. What do you mean by you fear him? You read over there in that 1:1 and 1:2. What does that mean, that Mother Z? Verse 10. Backed up with Mother E and Proverbs 9:9 and 10. Back to back. And back to Brother McCoy. 111 verse 10. You read over there, you read about Issachar's boy, he said he feared Yahweh, didn't he?
Yeah, man.
So we want to know what it means by he feared you. Did he jump because he came? Or the people got feared the wrong way. You know, you just jump. No, let's see what it means by he feared Yahweh.
Yeah,
111 verse 10, what did he do? Hello, Mosey?
Psalms chapter 111.
Proverbs 9:9-10 there, Mother E.
Psalm
111, verse 10.
What
does it say? Verse
10. The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah
instruction. Oh, so that's the fear he had.
Mm-hmm.
That means he followed the Torah. That's Issachar's boy.
Issachar's boy.
Come on up, Mother E. 9:9. Proverbs 9:9 and verse 10. Verse 9 and 10. Yeah, 9:9 and 10. We're going to add to Brother Makai is what he's working with. Yeah. We add to him. We add to him. That's all. Yeah, what did it say?
Verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man.
Yeah, you give instruction to a wise woman.
Man or woman.
Yeah.
And he or she will be yet wiser.
And they'll be
worse.
Go ahead, Marie. Follow the protocol.
That's it.
If the woman gonna understand the knowledge of Yahweh, they must get it from you. That's why you must be a Yahweh-y man to give her instructions on about the next move. I'm reading, but I don't know what I'm reading. If you're ready to come clean, so now I don't even know what I'm reading. I'm just reading. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're gonna show you what that means. Then you, now once you got it, then you supposed to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, mother. 3 verse 4.
Romans chapter 3 verse 4. Verse 4.
Verse 8.
Yahweh forbid.
Yahweh forbid. Listen.
Yea, let Yahweh be true.
Let Yahweh be true.
Wow. Let every man or woman a liar.
So every man and woman is a liar when it comes down to Yahweh's word. Yahweh says the president, man must teach one man.
Mm-hmm.
Woman can read this Bible all she want to read, but she'll be looking at it one way, the same way the wife was looking at Job laying down there and didn't know that that was by design from the Almighty. He knocked her down. He knocked him down to show you what you're really working with when it get hard and heavy. That was really what was going on there. So that's why you got to understand something. You got to get the wisdom from the man. Then once you got it, then you on the move.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to make sure your company is a Yahweh man.
That's right.
Because you can read the Bible. What you doing? Oh, I'm studying the Bible. But what a man that got the 8 and multi up here. What a man with just 8 of action. Where he at? Where is man with just 8 verse 30 and 31 at? Where's the 8, 30, and 31 man at? What you mean you out there watching this car? You just reading that book? You got to go find you an 8, 30, 31 man. What did it say?
Acts chapter 8.
Listen.
Verses 30 and 31.
Listen good.
Verses 30 and 31.
What?
Verse 30.
What?
And Philip ran thither.
Mm-hmm.
To him.
To him.
And heard him read.
I mean, we heard him read.
The seer Isaiah.
You were reading the seer Isaiah. Yeah.
And said.
And what did he say to him?
Understanding thou what you
he
read.
He said, we see you read, but do you know what you read?
Yeah.
Let's see what he said in verse
31.
Let's see what he said.
And he said.
What did he say?
How can I? Except some man should guide me.
Man got to do what?
Yeah.
That's the protocol of Yahweh.
Yeah.
I don't care how you are. You still must be guided through his word.
Yeah.
And if you're talking, Mother D of Israel, I mean Mother E, and if you're talking, this is what you're supposed to be doing. That's why you got to make sure your election is sure. Let's go to the 4th chapter of St. John. See, you got to understand that the Bible going to stand. Let Yahweh be true and every man's a liar. This man said over here, Moses, he says in 4, verse 16, now she was smacking the gums real good, but then Yahweh just stopped there while she was smacking the gums and said what? 4:16.
St. John chapter 4, verse 16.
What?
Verse 16.
What?
Yahweh said unto her.
And Yahweh said unto her.
Go call thy husband.
Go call your husband. That's the protocol of Yahweh. Go get that husband. So if you ain't got a 37-12, that's on you. Your parents supposed to raise you. You don't jump out there and get any kind of man. You get a 37-12 man that you know to keep the Torah instruction. Then he enlighten you when you're all confused. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Back to Brother Micaiah Israel.
Hallelujah. Well, now we're going to pick it back up, Mother G. We're going to go back to that Job. Let's see how Job handled this thing right here. In Job chapter 2, you can pick it back up. Let's start back at verse 9. Let's read down 9 to 10.
Job chapter
2,
verse
9? Yeah, verse 9 and verse 10.
Job chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, does you still retain thy integrity?
Mm-hmm.
Curse Yahweh and death.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The fear of Yahweh, which we just got done reading about
in Proverbs 9, in chapter 9, and verses 9 and 10.
What you said, dude?
He said, curse Yahweh and die.
Because he had a vision to see exactly what was the picture abroad.
Right.
All she seen where he was, where she was looking at.
Right.
She didn't have a vision because Yahweh was the pride of that vision.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Curse Yahweh and die.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they do in slavery days. Look here. Hey, Doc, cook what old medicine that was when old man can't work as good as he wants down the pole. We go and put him in the ring. They had medicine for him. Oh, he can't chop the wood down like he was. Well, we ain't going to be trying to work with him in the doctor's office. Give him something and we just buy him out.
Mm-hmm.
Give him something to put him in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's saying. You might as well go to sleep. There's old Big Bob around the corner. He can hold on for a little longer. Back to
Verse 10,
mother.
But he said unto her.
What did he say to her?
Thou speakest as one of the foolish women.
Oh, he said you speak as one of the foolish women speaking. Uh huh.
What shall we receive good at the hand of Yahweh?
Uh huh.
And shall we not receive evil?
Uh-huh.
In all this did not Job sin with his lips.
Hallelujah. Wow. So Job had that thing the right way.
Yeah.
He said, what's this? This foolish woman. You speak as a foolish woman. And matter of fact, let's see what else has Job handled himself according to the word of Yahweh. Read Job chapter 1. And give me verse 21 and 22.
Job chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. And it reads, and it said, naked came I out of my mother's womb.
Uh-huh.
And naked shall I return
uh-huh.
hither. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away.
Uh-huh.
Blessed be the name of Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
22. And all this, Job sinned not. Nor charge Yahweh foolishly.
All this, Job sin not, mm-hmm. and charge Yahweh foolishly. So we see we got to be like Job in these matters when we got to face these things with our significant love. When they try to come this way, we got to hold on to our integrity. Regardless of what's going on, we got to continue to do Yahweh's business. You know, we can't let nothing take us away. You know, Job is a perfect example of that.
But here's the part. If you get caught up and you start trying to convince your better half that what you about is Yahweh's bed, now you don't got yourself caught up. What do you got written in the 24th chapter there, Mother Z? What do you got written? So if you have to explain what you doing,
mm-hmm.
you already got written in the 24th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, his move he gonna make next. So remember one thing, you gotta be about Yahweh's business and I gotta be first, but if you have a problem with it, that you gotta stop and have a conversation when it comes down to Yahweh's business. Let's see what Yahweh got written that we can read in 24 verse 14. Now you gotta stop and explain what you doing. You gotta explain to her with already been deprived of wisdom of the Bible. So now you gotta stop explaining her or what you doing and why you can't keep past your nose. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh, remember, he always listens, especially to his servant. Let's see what happened in 24 verse 14 of Ezekiel. Yeah, what it reads.
Yahweh has spoken it shall come to pass.
So whatever Yahweh spoke, and whatever you can read, it's going to do what?
Come to pass.
It will come to pass. Go ahead.
And I will do this. I will not go back.
And I'm going to do it, and I'm not going back. So whatever I have spoken in time past, I'm going to do it, and I ain't going to turn back. Go ahead.
Neither will I spare. Neither will I repent.
And I'm not going to spare, and I'm not going to repent. Go ahead and read.
According to Yahweh.
Okay, so I'm going to look at you according to your way. You're doing a whole lot of explaining because she said, well, I had dinner ready and you weren't there when dinner was ready. So now you got to have cold food now. See that? Because the youth board came and I told you it's ready at the time appointed. Go ahead.
And according to thy doing.
And according to your doing, go ahead.
Yeah, thy doing. See, the Yahweh.
Okay. Yahweh. Go ahead.
That's 15.
What?
Also, the word of the Yahweh come unto me.
So he said, and furthermore, Ezekiel, because I sit there and listen to you was explaining that you had to go take care of my business,
mm-hmm.
and she's saying it's time for you to have dinner with the family.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to you, Ezekiel. And, okay, what do you say next?
16.
What?
Son of man.
Behold,
I take away from thee. Is
the
desire of thine
eyes. Oh, so I tell you what I do for you with all this power I got.
Mm-hmm.
I just will take away the desires of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to my business, I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes. Because you got a whole lot of talking going on, and my business is on hold. So I tell you what I do for you. I just take away the desires of your eyes. You know what he said? And what does he say? What? I mean, it's just like that. He said, God, no, I just think you picked up 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you mean now you stretch out? No signs of nothing. I take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke. Very read. And you better not mourn when I curse y'all. And you better not, but I get you to call them moaning or crying because not fired. Go ahead and read.
Neither
give them
tear run down.
And I better not see your tear run down your eye. Is that what a man saying? What does he say?
Verse
17.
Forbear to cry.
You better not even attempt to cry.
Make no mourning for the dead.
And you better not make no mourning for the dead.
Find the tears.
Natalia, you should get that meter right. Get that meter right on your head. You should get that meter all going right on your head.
Of thy head.
Yes.
Upon thee. And put on thy shoes.
Yes.
Upon thy feet.
Yes.
And cover not thy lips.
And cover not your lips.
And eat not the bread of man.
And don't be eating the bread of man. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
What?
So
I say, I went out there, you know, and I found the elders, and I was telling the elders all about what's happening in Rio, what's going on, what y'all told me to tell y'all to get this business going on. Yeah.
In the morning.
So I called the elders up early, because that's the CEO's job is go find the elders. Go ahead.
And at evening.
And as soon as I got back home at evening.
My wife died.
What? My wife was stretched out like a corpse.
And I did in the morning that I was.
And I did what Yahweh have said. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to Yahweh's business,
mm-hmm.
it ain't no conversation at all.
Because
mm-hmm. Yahweh don't change. We can read Malachi 3 verse 6 and then Yahweh the Son 13 verse 8 of Hebrew. I don't change. I was not. If you got a calling on you, It ain't no conversation coming out of Yahweh's business.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get a case in point and back to Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Moses. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Let me get a case in point. Look what you're supposed to say. And when you say it, it'll be the end of it. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. See, the Bible tells a story. So if you're going to be a servant of Yahweh, he don't change how he operates. So if you sit there arguing anybody about thus saying Yahweh, should I keep the Sabbath day, should I do that Yahweh, I'll tell you what. Since you got all of your mind, I'll tell you what I do. I take away the eyes of your eyes on the stroke. Now, let's see if that's who we're going to discuss it with that. That old puppy over there in the corner. What it read? 249 Luke, bring it.
Luke chapter 2, verse 49.
Listen good.
This
all you folks been saying.
And he said unto them,
mama and dad,
how is it that ye sought me while
ye went ye not.
With ye not that I must be about my father's business.
Yeah, about what?
My father's business.
Back to the problem of God of Israel. What are y'all looking for me for? Yeah, I know why I'm here. I know I got this calling on me. y'all all in that number over there. I got to be about what?
My father's business.
That's why he lead by example. Father himself. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, don't let nothing get in the way of Yahweh's business. Go, Yahweh, I tell you what. What's hindering you? I just don't take away with a stork from you.
Mm.
Now let's see what's hindering your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Then if that don't get you straight, I'll take you out. That's the man we're dealing with. That's why you give it all you got every time. Back to Brother Micaiah Israel, top five of the 7 day, all locations open. Come on.
Well, you know what? I'm a Mother Z, you can give me Acts chapter 2, verse 40. I'm just going to add this in there. yeah, give me Acts chapter 2, verse 40.
Acts chapter 2, verse 40.
Yeah.
Verse 40. And with many other words
did
he testify and exalt, saying.
What did he say?
Save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Untoward
generation.
Hallelujah. Wow.
And on that note, don't save yourselves. I'm going to hand it over to lead teacher, elder, Yahda.
Let me get one in real quick on Mother of Israel. See, this is what's supposed to happen. See, when Job was laying down on his back, he was stretched out like a corpse, right? Let's go to Job 32, picking up verse 11, Moses, D.F. Israel. See, now, Job's wife came and called him stressed out. He said, you still going to keep the Torah and stuff, and you still going to be wallowing around with them fringes on. Why don't you just curse Yahweh and die? You see, you ain't no count. I got some medicine that they gave slaves to come anyway. You might as well take some of that. And of course, a big Bible been keeping at me anyway.
Job 32, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I wait for your words.
Behold, I waited for your words.
I gave ear to your reason.
And I gave ear to your reason.
While you search out what to say.
So while you search, all I see was looking at Job down there, and she was trying to figure out, what should I tell her? He's laying down there, he can't get back up no more, he ain't gonna be no count, got counts all on it. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what to say. The only thing that came to my mind was, curse Yahweh, I die, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 12.
What?
Yea, I ascended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job.
I mean, she didn't say the right thing when she seen him laying down. The man in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
You in better head. I'm in bad shape. I'm looking to hear something good out of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me just forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Or answer his words.
All right. You didn't say nothing to cheer this man up in that bad situation. That means you forgot what you was created to do, was to cheer that man up, to be a pillar to that man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were created to be, is a pillar to that man.
Mm-hmm.
Not a rambling agitator. That's the last thing I need you to be agitated now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in bad shape. Go ahead.
13.
What?
Lest you should say,
what?
We have found out wisdom. Yahweh thrusts him down.
He said, listen. He said, understand one thing. Job was shown a picture. Man, he said, go ahead and read.
Not man.
Man didn't strike this brother down.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh struck him down to show him what he's working with. Show him when he get hot and heavy, she'll be no way around.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That for sure, that when it get hot and heavy,
mm-hmm.
she's going to tell you just go on, curse Yahweh and die. Because they're going to pick Bob and people at me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you're saying? So she didn't see the vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
This was Yahweh was showing the vengeance, what I got that I'm rubbing my knees with.
Mm-hmm.
If it's hot and heavy, she ain't going to be there.
Right.
That's what we see in here. Because then you folks being a pillar of rest to me and see what you can do to get me on my feet, you told me to curse Yahweh and die. Now, ain't that putting salt in the wound? But Yahweh knocked him down and showed him his picture. Go ahead and read.
Okay, 14.
Verse 8.
Now he has not directed his words against me.
Right.
Neither will I answer him with your speech. They were amazed. They answered no more.
Right.
They left off speaking.
So they answered no more. They left off speaking. So Job looked at the woman and said, I'll be dog gone. What were you talking like a fool? You mean this is the first time you see me where I can't find my $10? I can't find the camera. I'm all fucked it up. And you tell me to do what? Huh? Curse Yahweh and die? I'm thinking you're going to be a pillar to me? Well, we understand that the Bible got a double meaning. We're talking about debt and debt together. That's why you got to be, that's why man got to give the woman the wisdom of this thing. She didn't see the wisdom of this man being knocked down. Showing you when you got to always remember, if you got anybody with you, you got to make sure. He'll Sirach 6 verse 7. What did it say that mother? Sirach 6 7. See, everybody want to watch people's walk past, but nobody want to put a 6 verse 7 on nobody. But the Bible tells you put a 6 verse 7 on Jacob. Look what it says. Sirach 6 7. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get you a friend,
prove him or her first.
Oh, you see what I got? I got a Coca-Cola bottle. I got a washboard stomach guy. You got all that going on, but what about the word? Oh, I don't know if you know this thing about the word.
Mm.
Why'd you bring on them then, bro? Back to Brother Mackay and I'm back over to the hill.
Hallelujah.
All right, we in the top party up on Saturday. Once again, this is Yahweh doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes.
Hallelujah.
We are endeavoring to do the real of the Most High Yahweh. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Made an agreement to keep his Torah instruction, his covenant. That's what we must be about. We're going to open up in the book of Luke and see if I can get me 5 or 10 again. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, buddy. It's at Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. Yes, ma'am. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour which you offer. We have the OTTY, we believe that. And in the very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's see that the book of Proverbs. Let's see what he give a good heed to Mother Zeke. Proverbs 4, let's look at 1 and 2. It said in the very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you but you ought to say.
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs chapter 4, he give us good heed. What did he give us good heed about, Mother? Proverbs 4, verse 1 and 2.
Proverbs
chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Verse 1. Yes, ma'am,
hear ye children, the instructions of a father.
So here, how did Israel?
Mm-hmm.
The instructions of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Yahweh the Father to Yahweh the Son. Go ahead.
To know, understand.
But he said you gotta attend. That
means you got to be present, right?
Uh-huh.
If you haven't, you're going to miss the boat. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Then you got to attend to know understanding.
Hallelujah.
Hold that point, Mother D of Israel. Let's see what's so important about this understanding here of Yahweh. But he put it out in the book of Isaiah right quick. The statement over here in Isaiah, that I would love to peek back if I could write it down.
Take your time, Neil. Take your time.
I can't write it down, and I just gotta keep moving, right? The book of Isaiah chapter 33, Mother D of Israel. Let's peek at verse number 6. Isaiah 33, verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of mine.
Of your time.
Your time.
Say wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability. You know, on that point, at the end of that.
No.
Go ahead and finish that.
And strength of salvation. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure.
They said the fiend is going to keep you steady on the road, right?
Yes.
The road of life.
Yes.
It's wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to keep you moving on down the road steady.
Damn.
The book of Proverbs 4, verse 22, Mother Z Israel, Z Roy. So he said, this wisdom and knowledge is going to be what stabilizes our brain. They keep us steady in our Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 4, verse 1 and 2. Mother Z Israel, Z Roy. What are we working with there, Mother?
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
What it say?
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye children, the instruction of a father.
Uh-huh.
And attend to know, understand.
Verse number two. Well, I give you good doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a good doctrine.
Yes.
Forsake ye not my Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm. He said, whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
don't walk away from my Torah instruction.
Hallelujah.
Let's see why he made this statement, Brother Makai. He said, don't walk away from my Torah instruction. Why did he give that warning in the book of Joshua 24, 19 and 20? Let's see why he gave us a warning about not to step away from his Torah instructions, Brother Micaiah, Israel, see Roy, the book of Hosea, through the word Joshua, chapter 24, verse number 19 and 20.
Okay, the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 19 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19, read.
Ready, read.
Okay.
And the book of Joshua, chapter
24? 19.
19
and
20.
Joshua
24. Book of Hosea.
Chapter
24.
Verse 19 and verse
20. You was right. Book of Joshua. Polluted word for Hosea. Verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19, read.
What
did he read? And Joshua, polluted word for Hosea, said unto the people, you cannot serve Yahuwah, for he is a righteous Yahuwah.
Yes,
he is a jealous Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. If you forsake Yahuwah and serve strange Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
then he will turn and do you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And consume you.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he has done you good.
Mm-hmm. Yahuwah. Yahweh, we serve ain't no what fit all type of guy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, I can do you good, but I can do you some hurt as well. That's the Yahweh we serve. But they say, well, hey, that's that old Yahweh in that Old Testament, right? Let's see about the Yahweh in the new book there. Let's see what he got to say concerning the matter. What about Hebrew? The word in Hebrew, chapter 10. Mother Israel, let's pick it up at verse number. Pick it up at verse number. Pick it up at verse number.
Think of it, verse 23. We're going to read down to verse number 31. The book of Hebrew. The word in Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 23 to 31. Mother Hebrew, see it right. Let's see if we can see about the Yahweh of the New Testament. Let's see if he any different than his father, if they want to put it that way, right? The book of Hebrew, chapter 10, pick it up at 23.
Tried in a furnace of
of the earth. Mm-hmm. Through five, seven times.
When we say seven, that means that unity two, right?
I got something, Elder. I got something.
Come on, Brother Makai.
I got Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 10. Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 10. Verse 8, read, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm consistently, that they which have believed in Yahuwah might be careful to maintain good works.
To do what?
To maintain good works.
That means you can't hear it and quit. You gotta do what?
Maintain good works.
Go ahead and read.
These things are good and profitable unto men.
Good and profitable to man and woman.
Man and women.
Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What it say?
A man or a woman that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject. Admonition reject.
I don't know why you don't tell them once or twice, you told them twice, and they still ain't gonna get it right, just reject and keep moving. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep going. But come on back to that game, that Titus again. Read that again, look at verse 8 and 10 real carefully.
Okay, the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 10. Verse 8. This is a faithful saying.
Mm-hmm.
And these things I will that you affirm consistently.
Yeah.
That they which have believed in Yahuwah,
the one that believe in Yahuwah,
might be careful to maintain good works.
So you gotta be careful to do what?
Maintain good works.
Rain, sleet, or snow, you gotta maintain. What kind of work?
Good work.
Go ahead and read verse 10.
A man that is an heretic.
No, we missing something. We missing something. What I'm missing that, L? I'm missing my leg. What I'm missing? I'm missing something out of that title. What I'm missing? I'm missing second hit, and that's who will pull it out. Now, who is glad gonna pull it out? I'm missing my second hit now, so we find some titles, because I'm missing my second hit. Now, back up one verse.
Okay.
Back up one verse. I want the same thing to be read again by getting him second witness and titles. It's the same thing read again. So, where that verse at? Same thing you just got through reading in verse 8, I want to hear it again. So what verse would that be?
Okay. The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, this is it.
Now you read 8.
Okay.
So now I want to get a second witness on it. So what would I go, read in that book, make it verse 14. Thank you, M.O.Z.
2:14.
Yeah, make it the same book, 14.
Okay. The book of Titus, chapter 2. Verse 14.
Listen good.
Verse 14 read.
What it read?
Who gave himself for us?
No. Come on back again.
Not two.
Yeah.
Read 3:14.
Yeah, read 3:14.
3:14.
What it say?
Book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 14.
Listen good.
14. And let ours also learn to maintain good work.
Let us always learn to do what?
Maintain good work.
Go ahead and read.
For necessary use.
Necessary use?
That they be not unfruitful.
So if you don't maintain good work, you what?
Unfruitful.
Unfruitful. There are 8 and 14. Thank you, that mother Z. 8 and 14. Back to Dale. Go back, Dale.
All right. Come back to that Psalm 19, Mother Z of Israel. Chapter 2, 10.
Psalms chapter 19, verse 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah instruction of Yahuwah is pure. I mean, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Converting the soul.
Converting the person. Go ahead.
The testimony of Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
The statutes of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah instructions of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes.
Number 9.
Verse 9.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Fear of Yahuwah is clean, enduring forever.
Mm-hmm.
The judgments of Yahuwah are true and righteous altogether. Verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yet than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb.
It says that the Torah chapter of Yahweh is perfect, and will bring about a change if you apply it to your life, right?
Hallelujah.
But he said that we got to maintain some good works, right? We find out what good is the Torah instructions, right? Let's find the Matthew, Molly. Matthew chapter 19. Let's get this started on the table before we go back to Hebrews. Matthew chapter 19. There was a young man that he was inquiring about what he needed to do. Is that right?
That's right.
And Yahweh the Son gave him some good work.
Yeah, he's going to lay it on
him. The book of Matthew chapter 19, let's pick it up at verse number. Let's read into this story a little bit. Let's pick it up at verse number. Pick it up at 14. Read a little bit of this month. Book of Matthew 19, verse 14. Let's see what's going on with this.
But Yahweh said, talk to those children and forbid your not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And he laid his hand on them.
Verse 16.
Behold, one came and said unto him,
what do you say?
Good master.
Good master.
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
But he's talking good, right? He said, look here, master. What good thing must I do that I may have eternal life? What good works we got to maintain in verse 17, mother?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him,
what did he say?
My father shall be good. That is none good but one. That is Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Father, come out.
But if thou wilt enter into life,
what we got to do?
Keep the Torah and stuff.
We got to keep the first five books of Moses, right? Those are the good works that we must maintain, right? From the Psalm 78, Brother Lee, 1 through 6, I believe I'm looking for. Psalm 78, make that 1 through 7. But the Psalm 78, verse 1 through 7, what kind of work we must maintain here, Brother Lee? Psalm 78, verse 1 through 7. Yes, ma'am. What did it say? Psalm 78, verse 1. Psalm 78, verse 1.
Psalm 78, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm
78,
verse
1. Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. What
does
it say?
Give ears,
O my people, to
my
Torah instructions.
So he said, open your ears to my Torah instructions, please.
Incline your ears unto the words of my mouth.
Mm. Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
I will open my mouth in a parable.
Mm-hmm.
I will utter other dark things.
Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Which we have heard,
mm-hmm,
and know, and our fathers have told us.
Verse 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
We will not hide them from our children.
We will not hide them from their children. Go ahead.
Showing to them.
Showing to the generation.
Going to the generation to come,
mm-hmm,
the praises of the Yahweh and his statutes
and his strength and what else?
And his wonderful works.
His wonderful works that
he have done.
Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
But he established a
with Israel, right? Mm-hmm. And he appointed the Torah instructions, the first five books, mm-hmm. to Israel. Is that what he said?
Right.
Go ahead.
Which he commanded our fathers
mm-hmm.
that they should make them known to their children.
Verse number six.
That the generation to come might know that
they know them.
Make no them, mm-hmm. even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to thou children.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7,
uh-huh.
that they might set them,
they might set their
hope. Hope in Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and not forget the works of Yahweh.
Not forget the works of Yahweh. What is the works of Yahweh? But to keep
his Torah instruction.
So he is going to know exactly what he wants us to do, right?
Hallelujah.
He said that the work of Yahweh is to keep his first five books of Moses. Let's go back to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. Think back on that verse 23-31. Look at Hebrews. The word Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 23-31. Mother Israel sing it right. Book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 23-31. Yes, ma'am. What do you mean?
Let us hold fast the profession of our God.
Let us hold fast the profession of this covenant. Go ahead.
Without wavering.
Go ahead.
For he is faithful that promised.
Verse 24. Mm-hmm.
Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
We know what the good and we know what the works are, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 25. What did he say?
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Yeah,
that's one of the good words, right?
Hallelujah, boss.
He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, go ahead.
As the manner of some is.
Go ahead, read on.
That exhort.
What exhorting?
But exhort one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more as we see the day approaching.
Now, we definitely see the day approaching, right?
Hallelujah, boss.
Hold that point up. Brother Makai Israel, see you right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's write to the book of Jeremiah 28, I believe I'm looking for. Let me keep at it right quick. Jeremiah 28, verse number 8, I believe I'm looking for. Jeremiah 28, verse number 8. What are we coming to find that day approaches? Jeremiah 28, verse 8. Brother Makai Israel, see you right.
The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 28, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8 reads.
What do you read?
The seers that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries
mm-hmm.
and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence.
We see all that good stuff going on right before our eyes, right?
It's
going down. So he said the day approaches, verse number 26. Book of Hebrews, the word Hebrews 10:26.
Hebrews chapter 10:26.
Yes, ma'am. If we
sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth,
mm-hmm.
there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
Now, what is sin? He said we sin willfully, right? Mm-hmm. Remain no more sacrifice for sin. So what is the biblical definition for sin? What is the biblical definition for sin?
Let me go read. 1 John 3:4. 1 John 3:3-4.
Verse 3 and 4. Come on, Brother Makai, bring it out.
Look at 1 John 3:3-4. Verse 3 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure.
Yes.
Verse 4.
Yes,
sir.
Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
Sin is breaking the Torah instruction, the first five books of Moses. The Torah are the Mohawk. That when we break the Torah instruction of Yahweh, that's what sin is according to what we can read, right?
I got some.
Come on with it,
read verse 8. And read verse 8. Now, okay, then you're going to willfully break it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it got written in verse 8.
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8.
What it got written?
8 reads, that he that committed sin is of the devil.
What?
He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning.
So what you mean when I don't do what Yahweh got written in the Bible, I'm of a who?
Of the devil.
Back to the elder, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Mother, pick that back up at 27 through 31. Let's see if we can. Oh, just a minute.
Hebrews chapter 10.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 10. When it's certain fear of the Lord, the Lord for judgment, and fear is in the
nation. Mm-hmm.
Which
has
devoured
the
virus from the atmosphere.
Verse 28, when it says,
he that despised Moses' Torah instruction died without mercy.
Mm-hmm.
On two or three witnesses.
Verse 29, what do you say?
29.
Uh-huh.
Of how much more punishment suppose ye shall he be? So,
worthy
who have trodden on the foot the Son of Yahweh's Father.
Oh, this conversation is about the Son, right?
Hallelujah.
You say, who have trodden on the foot the Son of Yahweh? Go ahead.
The Son of Yahweh's Father. Mm-hmm. He has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified and unrighteous things, and has done the fight unto the spirit of the covenant.
Spirit of mercy. Spirit of mercy.
Verse 30. But we know him that has said,
what?
Vengeance belongs unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
I will recompense, says the Yahweh, and again, Yahweh shall judge his people.
What Yahweh?
Yahweh is on.
Then we can read. What Yahweh is going to judge his people?
Then we can read. Mosey, which one can we read, Mosey? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Which one can we read? Can we read us? Backed up with Mother D of Israel in Romans chapter 14, verse 10. Back to back, what we can read. Let's see what Yahweh will be doing this judging that we can read. Come on, Mother. D.F. Israel.
Romans chapter 14, verse 10. But why doest thou judge your brother?
Mm-hmm. Why you judge your brother?
Or why doest thou sit at naught?
Yeah.
Your brother.
Okay.
For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Yahweh the Son.
We all gonna stand before the judgment seat of
Yahweh the Son.
Back over to there.
Guess what? Back to that. So we know that this is at that old guy, the old book. Yahweh the Son says in verse 29. Come on back with that. Let's pick it back up. Rather than to put the Son of Yahweh, and count the blood of the covenant wherewith he has sanctified an unrighteous thing, justified into the spirit of mercy. Verse 31. What do you say?
We know him that has said, in this belong unto me.
He said, we know.
I will be.
Hold on, my son. He said, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. Do it.
I will recompense, says the Yahweh. And again,
Yahweh who?
I will recompense, says the Yahweh.
And
he said, I will recompense you, Yahweh the Son. Go ahead. And again, the Yahweh shall judge his people.
Verse 31,
what
did he say?
31. Mm-hmm. And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living Yahweh.
Mm. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living Yahweh the Son, right?
Yeah.
But that don't bring back in the seal.
Israel
seen
right
by saying,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Micaiah, let's look at Baruch chapter 4, and we'll pick up verse 1. Then we take it back on what Dale was working with. And Moses of Israel means the rock, chapter 17, verse 11. And we're going to read a little bit and see what we're working with. Baruch chapter 4. Figure verse 1 is read down to the get out point. And Mother ZL, we'll see in a minute after we get these two running first. Baruch chapter 4, figure verse 1. Backed up with the rock by Mother Z of Israel in the 17th chapter. Figure verse number 11.
Book of Baruch, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
What you mean the book you got in your hand is the what?
The Torah instructions
it's
of Yahweh.
The book of Torah instructions. This is the book of the Torah instructions. Hey, Moses, I mean Romans 2, verse 4, land and wings. Go ahead.
And the Torah instructions, they endure forever.
And listen, the first five books have no end to it. It is a dual how long?
Forever.
Forever.
All they that keep it shall come to life.
So all that keep the first five books, what will happen for them?
They shall come to life.
They're going to come to life.
But such as leave it shall die.
But if you leave the first five books, you will do it your way. Oh, when we see you eyeball to eyeball, see you crossing the street, driving or walking, what do you say?
Die.
You what?
You should die. You leave.
We seeing a walking dead person. When you break away from Torah instruction, after you don't taste the Torah instruction, and you pay it no never mind, when we see you already, when we said something to you or not, we know you. We know what about it?
You should die.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 2, turn you, O Israel.
Turn, O Israel.
And take hold of it.
Take hold of it, Israel.
Walk in the presence of the light thereof.
Walk in the light, Israel.
That you may be illuminated.
That you may illuminate. That means you got the knowledge. Illuminated, you mean you be enlightened, informed. I got to do this. I was created to do this. I must do Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 3.
What?
Give not your honor to another.
And don't give your honor to another.
Nor the things that are profitable unto you
yes.
to a strange nation.
And that's right. So the Sabbath has a strange nation keep hemming you up. Don't worry, y'all fall down on table. They're going to tell you, no, that done away with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to fall with that, no, no. They're going to tell you, you ain't got to wear no fringe. That done away with.
Mm-hmm.
You're going you gonna, to you gonna find that out. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. That, you giving your mind over to a strange nation. Read.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Verse 4.
Right.
Oh Israel.
Oh Israel.
Happy are we.
Happy are we, oh Israel.
For things that are pleasing to Yahweh.
Things that are pleasing to Yahweh.
Are made known unto us.
And is made known to us. We know what the man is. Come on.
The right. Chapter 17, verse 11.
Verse 8.
Besides this.
He
gave them knowledge.
He gave them, okay, oh, he gave them knowledge. See how you get this knowledge.
And the Torah instruction.
Oh, so the knowledge he gave you was what?
Torah instruction.
So that's the knowledge the Almighty going to get. He ain't worried about you typing 200 words a minute. The knowledge he will give you is the what?
Torah instruction.
Torah 5 book, read.
Of life.
Of what?
Of life.
Of life.
For inheritance.
That is your what?
Heritage.
You mean the first five books is our what?
Heritage.
That is our inheritance. Hold that point. Mother Eve. Bag up, get 54:17. If that's our inheritance, you read the five a little bit more than Isaiah about that. What are you reading there, Mother? 54:17 is our inheritance, huh? Let's talk about that inheritance. Isaiah 54:17. Then what are we working with if we got our inheritance?
Yeah.
Verse 17.
Yes,
yes, ma'am. What are we working with?
No weapon that is formed against thee.
That means whatever the stuff that they got going on floating around in the air, yeah. it will pay you no never mind because Yahweh said no weapon. Whether you want to call it cobra or to the testament of the Bible, I don't care what's going on, it won't work on you.
Yeah.
That's what man just said. It won't work on you, and I got to pull a rabbit out of having Brother Micaiah on that. Let's go to our numbers and look what the man said. I got to pull a reason. Yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but why don't you pull some light on that one by going to numbers. Look what the man said in numbers in Out of the Heavenly Tablet called the first five books. He says something in numbers that we can read around about 22. He says something that we can read. He made a profound statement that we can read, make it 23, and pick it around about verse number 20 down to verse 24. This is good. Brother Micaiah, break it out.
Okay,
numbers 23, 20 down to verse 24. This is good.
The book of Numbers, chapter 23. Verse 20 down to 24.
You listen good.
Verse 20.
Verse 6.
Behold, I have received Torah instructions to bless.
So Torah instructions, what will it do for you?
Bless.
It'll bless you.
And he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
So it's no reversing. If you got Torah instructions, what's your father?
Bless.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 21. He have not beheld sin in Israel.
So he don't see no sin in Israel. He got the Torah instructions. He don't see no sin in you. If you keep the Torah and suckin', he don't see no sin in you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Neither have he seen perverseness in Israel.
And he ain't see, you ain't checked your date.
The Yahweh, his Yahweh, is with him.
Go ahead.
And the shout of a king is among them.
Right, and the shout of what?
A king.
Go ahead.
Verse 22.
Listen.
Yahweh brought them out of Egypt, polluted word from Nazarene.
Right.
He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn.
So Yahweh the one brought you out. Never forget, Yahweh brought you out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 23.
Listen what he said, verse 23. Listen good, Mother Z.
Surely there is no enchantment against Israel.
So can't nobody stick nothing in no dollar. What you want? I'm always sticking this dollar, and I think it's you. I'm sticking it. No, that don't work on me. You can't be sticking no pins and no dolls somewhere. See, I got you now.
Right.
You ain't got me now.
Right.
You ain't, it's no definition on me. If I got Yahweh right, that's the end of it. Well, you know, Phil, what you, what you, what, do you think I'm doing now, Phil? I draw a picture of you and I'm sticking pins in you. And I'm kicking it by the neck, pushing the neck, kicking it all in the ring. This is you. I said, no, that ain't me. That's your mind telling you that's me.
Right.
Go ahead and read.
Neither is there any divination against Israel.
That's right.
According to this time, it shall be said of Israel, and of Israel, what has Yahweh wrought?
What have Yahweh wrought? Go ahead and read.
Verse 24.
Right.
Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion.
See, we clear about it. We're going to rise up. What kind of lion?
As a great lion.
A great lion, Juanita. We're going to be a great lion. We heading the right direction.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and
read.
And lift up himself as a young lion.
And we're going to have plenty of energy. We gonna need nothing to breathe. We're going to be breathing good.
Hallelujah.
You take care of you. Go ahead and read.
He said not lie down until he eat of the prey.
And we ain't going to lie down until we tear you a piece.
And drink the blood of the slain.
Well, that blood is double meaning, but we leave it like that.
Uh-huh.
All right, now where we at now? Okay, so understand one thing. It's no devil, it's nothing out here for that is against you. It ain't nobody putting no Ouija board on you. If you got your Yahweh right, you say. You ain't got to be thumbing and bumming. Hey, keep back, bro. You close in 6 feet. You ain't got to say nothing if you got your Yahweh right.
That's right.
That's what the man said. It ain't no divination. It ain't no weapon formed against you going to prosper. This is the hazard of those that keep the Torah instruction. Is it we hearing that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Where we at now? What we read? Where we left off at?
Finishing up Sirach 17.
Okay, come on back, Mo.
17:11.
Yeah, you know, come on back, Mo. You know, don't worry about my dramatics now. You hold your thing ready to roll again. Come on back, man. Go back to that. And go read verse 21 then. And we come to a stalemate real soon.
Sirach 17.
Yeah, go read a little bit and skip down verse 21.
11.
All right, read 11 through 13 and 21.
Sirach chapter 17, verse 11 to 13.
And verse 21.
In verse 21.
Yeah, what
does
it say?
And it reads.
What
did
it read?
Besides this,
besides
he gave them knowledge.
He gave them knowledge.
And the Torah instruction.
So the best knowledge to have is what kind of knowledge?
Torah instruction.
So those that can read good and talk that smack good, but the best knowledge is Torah instruction.
Hallelujah.
Huh? That is the best knowledge to have.
Of life.
Yeah, but it's what?
Of life.
It's Torah instruction is on what?
Of life.
Life, right?
For a heritage.
It's for your inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Verse 12.
Right.
He made an everlasting covenant.
He made an everlasting covenant. See, Yahweh, his word ain't going to come back more than 55. We got to read 8 through 11. He letting you know, if you got me, I got you.
Uh-huh.
But you got to have me. Go ahead.
With them and showed them his judgment.
He showed them the one to keep the covenant. He showed them his judgment. Read.
Verse 13.
What?
Their eyes saw the majestic of his promise.
Good. Skip down verse 21.
Verse 21.
Listen to this.
But Yahweh being gracious.
Yeah, but Yahweh being what?
Being gracious.
Yahweh being gracious. Go ahead.
And knowing his workmanship.
So he know his workmanship. He know his workmanship. He already know he might put it out there and holler out like he done Isaiah. I want who going to go for me. He already know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Neither left nor forsook them.
And he not going to leave you or forsook you. If you got your Yahweh right, he going to get you right. That's what he's saying. Come on, Mother Z.
Romans chapter 2, verse 4, are despised the rich, of her good, and forbear long suffering, not knowing that the goodness
reading this book, he's saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It makes it plain with me, Mother Moses, in Revelation 14:12. What is it saying, 14:12? See, you got to watch every Bible page of the book. If you abide Yahweh's business, the goodness, I mean, a Torah keeper you, will make you be in a hurry to do what? Repentance. Oh, I can put a rabbit out here. A back up the second Peter there, Brother Micaiah, and think about 3:8-9. See, that's why I keep telling you. Get out of the emotion part of it and watch everybody, especially in leadership. Watch everybody from the pages of the book. Their hand will be shown what they're about from the pages of the book. And if they cross the line in the book, recognize what the book is showing you. He's showing you they have crossed the line because what they're doing, the Bible don't support them. And that's how you make your call. You're elected sure. Not based upon the promises. Watch everybody from the pages of the book. I bet sleep good. I got to pull a rabbit out of hat behind that one on Mother D.F. Israel. Put a Jeremiah on that one. I need somebody with Jeremiah behind that one right there. Now I gotta get me some Jeremiah behind that. Well, I just said now. I need some Jeremiah behind that one. Jeremiah chapter 31:26. Listen good. See, I'll tell you what'll happen to you. See, when you make your call and you're letting sure, I'm just gonna watch you from the page of this book. My head will be down in this book while you talking, walking, or bumping your gums. 31:26. And this is what it do for you. And when you know you're on the right track, this is what it do for you that you can read.
Jeremiah chapter 31:26.
Let's say.
Upon this.
I awake.
And behold. And my sleep was sweet unto me.
Hate that stuff. Look how busy you're going out.
Sweet.
And then when you woke up, you did your refresh. You just refreshed. You just, oh, I see everything from the page of the book. You said, look at this man right here. I'll show me some things in the page of the book. I didn't watch it. I watched the best of them. I watched all these big dignitaries, WCZ, on the page of the book. You're talking real slow smack, that WCZ. You're playing a lot of old music for getting ready for February month, huh? I got something for you, too, with your February month. Well, where you at now, Mother?
Peter,
yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 89.
Listen good.
Verse 8.
What?
But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
He said, beloved, don't be ignorant of this thing, beloved.
That one day is with Yahweh is 1,000 years.
One day is with Yahweh is like 1,000 years. I mean, as it's no different than one day to make with Yahweh. Hold that point, Moses. Pick that up, Moses, pick it up in 7:6 of St. John. He said, listen, one day with Yahweh is as 1,000 years. I mean, this ain't none to him. What do you mean? 7:6. St. John, what do you mean? What do you read? What do you read? Yeah, what did it read?
John chapter 7:6.
Hmm?
Then Yahweh said unto them,
what?
My time is not yet come.
He said, my time has not yet come.
But your time is always.
Boy, and that makes me give it all every day I got. Because my time is what?
Always.
And Moses, Israel, what judgment starts at 4:17? Or 1 Peter, what judgment starts at? 1 Peter 4:17. And what judgment starts at? So that's why you always give it your all. Every chance you get in this book, give it all you got. Because it can be your last.
Yeah,
huh? You see what happened to the brother's wife, Ezekiel? She was moving things around everywhere. But when he came back, she was stretched out like a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Because you thought She asked you, said, look, you'll be home for dinner or I'm going to have red at 5 o'clock. And he said, what are you doing? You go back here. And he said, well, you know, I might have to do some yakra. You start talking too much. He said, I'll tell you what. You just say what I'm going to say in the future. I'm about my yakra's business, and that's the end of it. So if you want to argue back and forth with me about keeping the Sabbath day, well, should we go or not, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I just remove it out your way. And you bet not cry. Did we read that?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that next? Go read.
Peter, chapter 4, verse 17.
Verse 8.
For the time has come.
The time has came.
That judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh.
The judgment starts at the temple of Yahweh. It starts with leadership. Leadership is on the clock. I mean, continues on the clock. Read.
And if it first began at us.
But if it began with us.
What shall the end be of them that obey not the Torah?
Well, you talking about something on them. They usually, listen, but the one that got that big fat mouth going, a backbiter, murmur, complainer, boy, I don't want to see your end. I hope you tell me, go get me something around the corner real quick. But I'm not to see your end. If you a murmur, backbiter, complainer, and a troublemaker, I don't want to see your end. You didn't mean to say it. Your end, you don't want to see the end we'll put on them. Is that what we just got to read? Come on, come on, my guy.
The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9.
What it say?
Now read. Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise.
He's not slack about what he got written in this book. He's not slack.
And some men count slackness.
And some woman think it's like, I can continue not to wear fringes. I can continue not to keep the Sabbath day. I ain't keeping no feast day, not paying no tithes, no free will out, no donations. All I'm going to be is a backbiter, a murmur, and a complainer. Hey.
But it's long-suffering to usward.
The long-suffering, go ahead.
Not willing that any should perish.
I hope I don't have to kill you.
Pray. But that all should come to repentance.
Come to what?
Repentance.
He said, look here, the door is open. You got to do what?
Come to repent.
You got to repent. Just can't just come back and say everything all right. Now you got to do what?
Repent.
Come on back there, Moses. Give me that Romans, Revelation 14:12. What's it in 14:12?
This is the patience of the
saints. This is the patience of the one that's doing the Torah instruction. Go ahead.
Here are they that keep the Torah
instruction. You got to do what?
Keep the Torah.
You got to keep, that's the patience. You got to do what?
Keep the Torah instruction.
Come on, Moses. 12, verse 14. 17. Moses, have me 22:14 waiting on me. Moses, of Israel.
Huh.
And Bob Micaiah have me 13, verse 7, and over to the elder for the final quarrel.
12, verse 17.
What book? Same book, Revelation. 12, 17.
Revelation, chapter
12. Back up with Moses, of Israel, in 22. Verse 14, back on the airwaves tomorrow at 2 p.m., but on Blog Talk, Pal Talk at 12 o'clock. So, catch it early. Come on, Molly.
Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17.
Yeah, what it say?
And the dragon was wroth.
He was wroth with the woman. The dragon is Satan the devil. He was mad at the woman and the man. Go ahead.
And went to make war.
And he going to make war with you. Why? So you going to get war from those that are saving the devil. They can always war because you're doing what? Is that what you're reading? Come on, mother. 22:14, bring it. That's it. That's good enough. Come on, 22:14. I put the heat on you. Come on.
Revelation 22, 14.
What does it say?
Blessed are they.
Oh, now is a blessing involved? What?
Are they that do his Torah instruction?
So you up on a what if you do the Torah instruction?
A blessing.
Yeah. Come on, Brother Micaiah 13 verse 7.
Book of Revelation. Chapter 13, verse 7.
Yeah, what it say?
13, verse 7. Verse 7 reads.
What it read?
And it was given unto him to make war against the saints.
So the world was given him to make war against you. Clear in your head. Tell you no, you ain't got to keep a Saturday. You ain't got to wear no fringes. You ain't got to pay no tithes, free with all the donations. Just be off. What's that long word yesterday was? You mean that long word? Be a what? Give me that long word. Who got it? Y'all heard it. The be a dissimulation. That means be a fake. Over the elder for the clothes. You on the clock. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, what? Every top of the Saturday and in the books.
Hallelujah. Well. Don't be a fake.
Hey, y'all, I'm able to come to the land.